This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Vayetze.
Vayetze, yeah. So what do you want to say?
In Parshas Vayetze, we have the history, the story of Yaakov Avinu Galut, where he leaves his father's house. He goes to Bet Shem Ve'ever. He's there Tamun. He's there in the Limud 14 years. 14 years be Bet Shem Ve'ever. And then he leaves on his way to the house of Laban. Kmo shomrim lasot chayim, to make a life. Married, money. Chazal tell us that he passed by Makom HaMikdash and he didn't think of stopping. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "You la yahiv daite." He wasn't interested in stopping. We're not going to stop him. Then all of a sudden, he thought to himself, "Oh, I passed Makom Shit Palu Avotai Velot Palalti. I'm going back." Oh, once he decided to go back, there was Kvitza Taderech. They helped him to go back. Why in Taka? Why Lamaaseh? Yaakov Avinu didn't think of stopping. As they say, Mi'ikara mai kasavar v'lipsof mai kasavar. Why did he think not to stop? And then he changed his mind, yes, to stop.
I got it.
What was the reason not to stop? And what was the chazara? The change of heart to stop. So you could say simply, kipshuto, it doesn't have to have a chesbon. Lo yahiv daite. It wasn't on his mind to stop. He didn't think of it. Didn't think of it. And because he didn't think of it, so from Shemayim they said, you don't think of it doesn't mean we're going to think for you. If you don't think on your own, we're not going to think for you. But it doesn't have to mean that there was a cheshbon, that there was a reason for him not to stop. You could say that. You could say that the point is that there was a complaint of him not stopping, even though it wasn't with a cheshbon that he didn't stop. The fact that he didn't think of stopping, shlo alta al dato, it wasn't something that he thought of on his own. That's already a complaint. But not that he had a cheshbon miuchad that we have to explain mi'ikara mai kasavar, and then why did he change his mind? Or maybe we could say, yes, that there was a cheshbon. He didn't, with thought, decide, I don't need to stop. And then all of a sudden, he decided to go back to stop. What was the cheshbon? What was the cheshbon not to stop? Why not? Makom shit palu avotai. You know, today it's a whole business, makom shit palu avotai. Everybody's going, right, they're running to the kfarim and to all the different batiknisiyot from the different little cities and towns. Why would Yaakov Avinu not understand this on his own? I'd like to answer this question with understanding the entire parsha of Parshat Vayetze. I think we have to understand well the entire parsha, Parshat Vayetze. Parshat Vayetze is the parsha where Yaakov Avinu, the Ben Torah, Yaakov is the Semel of Torah, is going to go out to the world. He's going out to the Olam HaNisyonot. It's very easy to live in the house of Yitzchak and be a Lomet Torah. It's even easier to sit in Shem Va'ever and be a Yoshev Lomet Torah. But now he's going out into the real world, so to speak, quote unquote, the real world. And the Mela, the entire Parsha is Vayetze, which is interesting, is the name of the Parsha, Vayetze. He went out. Here Yaakov Avinu is going from Liota Bachul Yeshiva Vayetze. He's going out into the world. he's going out into the Olam HaNisyonot. Olam shel shiduchim ve'olam shel parnasa ve'olam shel boss ve'olam shel father-in-law. Oh, nisyonot niflaim. Kemo shenikra, like we're going to read in the psukim. He thought he was ready for it all. Why? Rehu yashav v'lamad b'yeshiva 14 shana. He's ready. He's ready. So he thought, now I have to go fast. I took off 14 years. The Mefarshim tell us that these 14 years, what right did he have to sit 14 years? His father sent him to Lavan's house to make shidduch. So what right did he have to stop 14 years? So the Mefarshim say, because he had to prepare himself. You know, he's going out to Lavan, he had to prepare himself. So we could explain and id, we could id and explain that he thought it was enough. He thought that the fact that he learned 14 years, that itself is hachana, that itself was the preparation. So what did they tell him? You need more. Not enough to just sit and learn. A person sometimes thinks he's ready for the world and the nisyonot and the milchamot of the yetzara by sitting and learning. And the truth is, if you learn Chavat al-Vavot, it seems that it's not enough just to sit and learn. You also need Tachsisei Milchama. A person needs to make a plan on how to fight the Yetzer Hara. The wars are difficult with the Yetzer Hara. So some of those plans and some of those Eitzot is going to be given to Yaakov Avinu in the beginning of this week's parasha. And that is Tefillah. He thought he didn't need to daven. That's what it means. His cheshbon of not going lemakom itpallu avotai. He thought he's good. He's already prepared. He sat and learned 14 years. So they tell him, no. You still have to go back to daven. When you go out into the real world, tefillah, you must daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect you and help you. Shmarani baderech hazeh ashani onochi olech aleha. You need protection. You need protection. So what happens? Yayiv daite. All of a sudden it hit him. You know what? Maybe I need to pray. I need to be mitpalel. It's not enough just that I sat in the yeshiva. He decided to go back and they helped him go back. And the second preparation was the chalom, the dream that he had. The sulam mutzav arza, v'rosho magia shamayma. Why? Don't forget, the chalom was a lesson, was a musar sicha for him. It was to teach him. And that teaching, that lesson, was to prepare him for the chayim ahead, for the life ahead, the life in the house of Lavan, where he has to be in the Olam HaNisyonot. And I'll prove it to you. Sulam, says the Bala Turim, Gematria Mammon. They were teaching him. What were they teaching him? This Sulam is the Sulam, as Reb Chaim Valazhiner explains in Ruach Chaim. All the Rishonim and Achronim discussed the great Ramazim, the great lessons that the Sulam is there to teach, explains Reb Chaim Valazhin. Malachei Elokim Olim V'Yordim Bo. Where were the Olim? Where were they going up and down? On the ladder? No. The Zohar says Olim V'Yordim Bo B'Yakov. They were coming from within Yaakov Avinu, the Malachim. They were going the ladder, but the ladder was just a symbol of how they were going through Yaakov up and down. Malachei Elokim Olim V'Yordim. And I want to point out, in Diktuk it's correct, because if you want to say you go on a ladder, you don't say Olim Bo. You say Olim Aleha. Or maybe even Olim Ba. The Keva.
Yeah.
Why does it say Bo?
Yaakov.
Bo B'Yaakov. It's in Yaakov Avinu. The Malachim Olim V'Yordim Bo. And there is, and the Siman, and the lesson, And the idea that he was supposed to take was that a person is an olev yored in each of his ma'asim. Chazal tell us malachim are created. Ose mitzvah achad, he creates a mitzvah. So the malachim of his actions are olim v'yordim, good malachim, bad malachim, good malachim, bad malachim, olim v'yordim. We are both in Yaakov Avinu. This was to prepare him for the future world ahead. The olam ha-nisyonot, the olam ha-parnasa, the world of 42nd, since 47th, of diamonds, and Chreiz was lawyer, medakta, you know. Big nisyonot out there. There's big tests and trials and tribulations. So he had to be prepared for it. So they were teaching him, Aleph, Tefillah. Person must daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Beis, they were teaching him, Yisodot of Sulam. Malachei Elokim, Olim V'Yorodim Bo. So what are the simanim? What are the lessons? What is the idea of the sulam? Now it's interesting, if you take a look at the end of the parsha, Yaakov Avinu also sees malachim. Kasher am machne Elokim zeh, vayikra machanayim, he calls it machanayim. Rashi says here that the malachim of Chutz La'aretz were going up, and the malachim of Eretz Yisrael were coming down. I'm sorry, the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael were going up and the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz were coming down. Truthfully, at the end of the parasha, it's the same thing, that they also switched. But there wasn't a chalom. There they didn't show it to him with a chalom, nor did they show it to him as olim, v'yordim. It just says that the Malachim switched. How come it wasn't the same thing like in the beginning of the parasha? If Malachim have to go up and down, so show it to him as Olim V'Yortim. At the end of the parsha, where they switched, it doesn't seem there was a whole Hatzagah, a whole play out of it. They went up and they went down. They switched. Tell me, Bechlal, do Malachim need to be Olev V'Yored on a ladder? What are you talking about? Malachim don't need no ladders. The Gemara tells us Gavriel jumps with one jump and Michael maybe with two, and they can jump around. They have knafayim, they have wings. What kind of a ladder do they need? And if it's true that they do need a ladder, so how come at the end of the parasha we don't find the ladder? They just switched. So kipshuto, we could say, and in the beginning of the parasha, Yaakov Avinu was still not Yisrael. You know, he still had all his life ahead of him. For nisyonot, he wasn't, in Yiddish we say, ois gishtigen. He wasn't kvar beruma ma'ala. So when he had to see the change of the malachim, it had to be b'chalom. He couldn't see it. But at the end of the parasha, Yaakov Avinu already was... After all the nisyonot, after being in Beit Lavan, shukvar gadal v'alah liyot ha-matmid, ha-tzadik, ha-kadosh. So to him, Malachim, he saw them. He didn't needed to go to sleep, but the chalom, he sees them anyway. You know, the beginning of Nexus Parsha, it says, v'yishlach Yaakov Malachim. Rashi says, what's Malachim? Malachim mamash. Tell me, when he had Malachim around him, he's able to send him. Just like you're able to send your son, hey, Chaimul, go do me a favor to go to the store. Yes. Hey, Malachim, you go to Esav. And the answer is maybe, yeah, he was on such a dargah. At that point, he was on such a madrega that he was frequented by the Malachim. Malachim were part of his household, you know. They say over a very nice story. They once told over a Baruch Ber that the Chafetz Chaim, when he went to see his Rebbe, Rav Nachumke Mehorodna, the Tzaddik, he was a shamash in his shul, Rav Nachumke, hidden tzaddik. And the Chafetz Chaim went to see him, And he was. I'm saying it in short, the story, because I don't want to take much time, but he didn't see great things. You know, he was a shamash. He gave out tea, chai, you know. He didn't see what the big, didn't know what the big deal was. He decided he's going to wait at night to see maybe when everybody leaves something is special about him. And that's the way it was. When everybody left, he locked the door of the Beis Medrash. He took out from under the Aron HaKodesh Svarim from Kabbalah. And he began to learn Kabbalah to the point that a fire broke out. Ish, a fire broke out. The Chafetz Chaim was a young man at the time. He was sitting in the Ezrat Nashim, and he was ready to scream, "Fire! Careful!" And then he realized that the fire wasn't the physical fire. It was the Esh HaTorah. So he let it go, and he was just watching the fire around Rav Nachum Kim. So this story was told over to Rav Baruch Ber. Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Baruch Ber Leibowitz, the Baal Birchat Shmuel. So he said that Rav Nachum Kerodne, through his learning, can make fire. That's not a big story to me. Esh HaTorah, well, that's a story. That's not it. But the chidush to me was that the Chafetz Chaim, in his younger years, when he was a young Avrech, was able to recognize and see that fire. That to me is something. The fire of Torah could be anywhere, but how many people see it? Yaakov Avinu was on the Dargah that he sees Malachim. He could send Malachim. Malachim are everywhere. Chazal teaches Malachim are everywhere. We don't see it. Yaakov Avinu saw it. So it could be in the beginning of the Parsha, he was still not the Yaakov Avinu that could see Malachim so much. So therefore it went Bechalom. I would say a different answer. I would say that, of course, at the end of the parsha, the Malachim came and went. That's not the point of the dream here. The dream over here was to teach him that the Malachim are Olim V'Yordim, because he needed to learn this lesson as a preparation, as a hachana to the world that he's going into. Vayetze, like I tell you, he's going out. He's going out from his father's house. He's going out from the Bet Shem Ve'ever. He's going out into the world. He needs to be prepared. And that is to be Mukhan for the changes of the Nisyonot. In the Yeshiva, it's Aliyah. You keep on going up and up and up. In the outside world, it's rough. It's Aliyot V'Yiridot. Going up and down and up and down. And in Mela, he needed this dream of Olim V'Yordim Bo. What is the lesson of this Sulam? So I'd like to take some time to give you many different pshatim from the Gedolei HaMifarashim and the Gedolei Balei HaMusar that explain the Sulam in different ways. And each way is a tremendous lesson. It's a tremendous lesson in Darkei Aliyah that we're supposed to take from this. How a person could elevate, become a Ben Aliyah, and how he prepares himself with the fight against the Satan, the Yitzharah, with the Nisyonot. I want to begin with a beautiful, beautiful pshat from the Rishonim. I'd like to go in order. We'll start with the Rishonim. We'll go after that to the early Achronim, and then to the later Achronim, the Bali Musa. In early Rishonim, we have Drashot Taran. Drashot Taran says Chidush. You know what the lesson of the Sulam is? Of course, Aliyot V'Yiridot, but it's not just simple. It's more. There's a deeper insight into the Sulam. You know, a Sulam, a person could be on the same step, but that same person could be either on his way up or on his way down. You could be holding at the same place because you're going up and some people are going down. They could be. When you look at him, do you know if he's going up or he's going down? There's one way to tell. If panav klapi mala, if he's looking up, you know he's on that step, going to the next step up. If he's looking downwards because he wants to go down, he's going down. So it depends which eze kivun sha'adam mechaven be'eze makom kavan. It's a beautiful ran, Rosh Hataran. Yeah, and I think what the ran is saying, a ma'iridik and a kuda. The ran is saying is that it could change in seconds. A person could be on the same step and he could be, you know what, I'm going up. You know what? I'm going to go down. Yachol shanot bitakut. In moments, a person's aliyah yirida could change, all depending on where his machshava is. Where is he looking? Is he looking to go up? Then he's called to going up on the ladder. If he's looking to go down, then he's going down on the ladder. Yeah. And it's all ba'ezek kivun. That's pshat. Rosho magia shamayma. Sulam mutzav arza. Where is the kavanot Adam? Where are you? Where are you thinking? And this is a tremendous thing, Rabotai, because this changes in a person momentarily throughout the day. Any given moment, he could, oh, chizuk, and then all of a sudden, there's yirida. What's yirida? No, and that's where, all because of? What are you thinking? What's going on in your head? Yeah. So you could be standing at the same step, either going up or going down. This, Rabotai, is according to Drashot Haran, the limud, the lesson, the sichat musar, that was given to Yaakov Avinu about the Sulam. Good? Drashot Haran. Okay. Maharal says something very interesting. You know, Rashi learns, which is a machloket in the Rishonim, Maharal, it's not so clear. Maharal Miprag learns that, like Rashi, he goes in the Rashi, that the ladder was not straight up. The ladder was on a slant. It depends on how you learn. If you learn that the feet were in the Makom HaMikdash, depends how you learn the story. So then the ladder was straight up to the Shamayim. But if you learn like Rashi that it begins, in Be'er Sheva, so Rashi says Bishipua that it was on a slant. So there are many different pshatim that the Mefarshim discuss the idea of the ladder being on a slant. What's the point? What's the lesson? What's the limud of the sulam on the slant? So there's from later de'achronim, but the Maharal earlier says an interesting point. And he says, you know, people think madrigot is dome, each to the second, each to the other. And the only difference is one is lamala and one is lamata, right? But the madriga is the same. If it's on a shipua, if it's on a slant, each madrega is not dome to the one before it. Let's say you have a ladder straight up. So every one is the same. So you have one on top and one on the bottom. So the only difference is one is on top and one is on the bottom. But if it's on a slant, there's nothing on top and nothing on the bottom of every step. Lelamed ha'adam, says Maharal, that in Madrigot of Torah and Yirah, in a domeh, one Madriga to the other. We can't look and say the one on top or the one on the bottom. Many learn, I think Rav Sternbach brings this down in his Sefer, another remez in the Shipua, in the slant of the Sulam, that just like a Sulam, when it's on a slant, no one could be above you or underneath you. When you're on a ladder that's up, so there's someone who could be climbing up in front of you or climbing behind you. But when it's on a slant, when you're on each step, there's no one on top, because it's really on the side. But a person has to always know, my madrega, I don't look at who's on top of me, I don't look on who's in the bottom of me, I stand on my madregot. Sometimes a person says, I'm here, but I want to see who's on top of me. Look who's beneath me. Ah, that's good enough. Maybe I can. No. There's no one on top and there's no other. Aliyot and madrigot. If you have them straight, then you have people on top of you and people underneath you. But if you have it on a shipua, there's nobody who is on top and the bottom. Each interesting. Okay. Now, I'm really discussing this because you see that even in the way the sulam was situated, there's Ramazim and Limudim and Sichot Musar to be taken. You understand? That's what I'm trying to show you. That each part of the Sulam, even the way the Sulam was situated, was it straight up like many Rishonim learn, or was it Bishipua, like Rashi and others learn?
Bishipua, let's go like that.
So if it's Bishipua, that itself already was supposed to be a lesson, a Musar Sicha, a Limud, for Yaakov Avinu to learn that Madrigot are not just one, the one on top is just over. No, no, no. Each Madrega has nothing to do with the Madrega below it. With the Madrega below it. Now I'd like to share with you from the Bali Musar, who explained the Sulam and its lessons. Ebsimcha Zisel Mikelem has two lessons in two different places in the Sulam. The first lesson he says in the Sulam is that the Sulam requires that a person should have Mutzav Arza and Rosh HaMagiyah HaShemayma. You can't be in one world only. A person is Chai Ba'olamot Shel HaKedushah. Tzachim Lachiyot Po. You can't be only Lachiyot Po, because when you have Chai Po, you need Rosho. Your head should be Magiyah HaShemayma. The mixture, the Mizug of Olam Hazeh and Ruchni is together. That's the lesson of the Sulam. A sulam has to start here, because you got to live here. You got to live in this world.
Your sulam. Sulam.
The sulam of the person, the ruchnius of the person is liot ben adam. Liot ben adam. Leolam yehe adam yere shamayim. So the Kotzker explains, I said it out to you many times, leolam yehe adam, period. And after you're an adam, then you can be yere shamayim. You need Mutzav Arza. It's got to start. You got to live in this world, says the Reb Simcha Zisel Mikelem. But you also have to be Rosh HaMagiyah HaShemayma. You got to mix the two together. In Chelik Bet of Chochma Musar, Reb Simcha Zisel has a second lesson in the Sulam, and that is that you have a Sulam. Are you first Ole or you first Yored? So it says over here, Olim v'yordim. So he learns, Olim kodem v'achkach yordim. Rashi seems to say Olim kodem, because he says the Malachim of Eretz Israel, what? Came, went up, and the Malachim came down. Now the truth is, it could have been the other way around also, that the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz came down first, and the Malachim of Eretz Israel then went up. It makes more sense it should be that way. You know why? Because if the Olim went up first, they're keeping Yaakov unprotected. For the time being, they're unprotected. So there's a very, very famous pshat from the Gra, that the Gra says, that's why Vashem Nitzav Alav. It says in the Pasuk, Vashem Nitzav Alav. Says, Rashi Lishomro, why do you have to watch, says the Gra? Because since the Olim first, the Malachim, or less, he was left unprotected. The Malachim of Chutz La'aretz went up, so in the meantime, he was unprotected. That's a Gra, a very famous pshat from the Gra. Why did it have to be that way? That's a very good question. Isn't that a great question? Do it the other way around. Send down the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz. And then, I mean, when you take over, tell me, you leave and then you have the new Shomer come, or first the new Shomer comes, and then, so why do it that way? I wanted to say, could be. V'lo karav zel zeh. Malachim of Eretz Yisrael, Malachim of Chutz are so different in Madrigot that they couldn't even see each other. They couldn't. You couldn't have they come down and then they go up. We have nothing to do with you. What does it say in the pasul? We say this by the kedusha. Like kedusha, we say the karav zel zeh ve'amar lu'umatam. What's the umatam? What does that mean? They're opposite. Each malach could be such a different madrega than the other malach that they don't even come together. They're just from far. Opposite. The umatam. The karav zel zev amar. They can get close and they say. But they're not attached, so to speak, that they could be together. So therefore, the malachim of Chutz La'aretz are so much less than the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael, that it had to be that the malachim of Eretz Yisrael go up, they're gone, and then, you know, we have some type of chatan v'kala, they don't want to see each other, right? So they make this thing, she's already in the rook, and now you can come. Maybe it was so much like such a madrigal, they couldn't see each other, so therefore those went up, and after they were gone already, then the other ones came down. So it comes out of chidush, yeah? That it's bedavka, olim v'chakach yodim. The Rashbam learns lav davka. Rashbam on the pasuk olim v'yordim says Rashbam lav davka shayach shiyordim v'chakach olim. Not muchach. The order is lat liikuva. Not liikuva makes no difference. Really, could have been yordim v'chakach olim. But rov rishonim learn olim. So I told you why, because could be they couldn't be together in the same matzav in this world. Hey, malachim of chutzas esrael, they're so different. The madrigot, the kedusha is so different that they can't be together. But the way we're learning that the sulam is a lesson, so it's very miyushav. It's beautiful. You know why? It's a lesson to teach me oilin v'yardim. Aliyot v'yiridot. What, he's supposed to start off with yiridah? He's supposed to start with aliyot. Aliyot and then yiridah. And yiridah is l'tzarech aliyah. What do you want? You should start off with yiridot first. Start off with aliyot first. Aliyot first. And then yiridot. The Alter from Kelim says a different shot. Why aliyot first? He says because the yiridah in this world can only have ruchnius once you first went and had aliyah. When you look from above, when you look, b'mabat shmaimi, he calls it, a heavenly look, then even this world, mundane things, have kedusha. Have kedusha. But if you look artziut, if you look from this world, then everything is chol, everything. You know, you could tell a guy, he comes to a simcha, he can fight over a chair, a potato.
Yeah, some people like that.
Yeah. Then you can have a person, he comes to a simcha, he's elevated. He comes to the Bet Knesset. He feels mu'uleh. He looks at it as a gda. See, he looks, he sits by the table. So what, a potato? Potato's just l'shem shavua. What's a potato? We're going to fight over a potato, we're going to fight over a chair. Oilim, says the Alter from Kelim. Olim, first you have to go up. First has to be bal madrega, bal aliyah, and then yordim, then you go down to this world, then you can have kedusha and the yordim also. He says, mi'ale b'har Hashem, or mi'akum b'mkom kocha. What's mikom? Mikom mushal oilim. Whenever we say mikom, says the Alter from Kelim, mikom means this world, right? Hamakom yinachem etchem. Hakom is mikom mushal oilim. So mi'ale, first you go up. When you go up, then it's miyakum. Then you can have kima. Then you can have mamad ruchani. Bimkom kacho. Yeah. That this makom, this world can be kodesh. If a person takes this world and he lives in it like it's a, you know, artsy, you know, everything is about gashmiut. He could fight with you about anything.
Chumri,
he's a baby, he's a child. There's nothing which is elevated. There's nothing spiritual. Everything, umevazem, umevateret akol. But if someone is shemaimi, if someone is ole, then you're red. Then the sulam is taka kadosh. Hen aliyah, v'hen ayiridah l'olam hazah. Yiridah b'olam hazeh is important. The person has to live in this world. But it has to be with, in Yiddish, sak min hecherkeit. B'aliyah. B'matzav shel aliyah. Then you look at even the artziut, the most simple things, as dvarim shel kedusha. These are two lessons that the Alter from Kelim explains in the Sulam. Again, the first lesson I tell you is that it has to be both. You need the Arza and you need the Shamayma. That's the latter. That's the Sulam of Ruchniut. Gashmis and Ruchniut.
Regel
and Rosh. The second lesson he says is Olev Yored. That first you have to be Oleh. And then when you yored to this world, then it has mu'uled, then it has aliyah, even the mundane things in this world. Rabbi Yeruchim in Das Torah, in Dvarim, says a third lesson that we learn from the Sulam. And he says a very good thing, and I just want to give a few nekudot to understand the beauty of his vart. It doesn't say that the Sulam was ba'aretz, like the Sulam, it says, was magia hashamayma. Magia means it reaches. Ba'aretz, it doesn't say magia. What does it say? Mutsav. What does the word mutsav mean? Standing mutsav, strong in the ground. Says Rabbi Yeruchim in Das Torah, that a person who wants to have aliyot, it can't be porech ba'avir. You know, you have people, the tchila, the yisodot, have to be mutsav arza, they have to be strong foundations. And they were teaching this to Yaakov Avinu, I believe Rabbi Yeruchim is explaining and adding, because Yaakov needed to know that the foundation has to be strong. You have to start it off on the strong yisodot. You're going now to the Olam HaNisyonot. You want to stand? You got to actually have good shoes. The first thing is to make sure your feet are healthy, otherwise you're not going to stand too long. Mutzav. It doesn't say that it was Magia Haaretz. It doesn't say it was Magia Haaretz. It says Mutzav. Mutzav means what? Grounded. In English we call it grounded strongly into the ground. Rabbi Yeruchim in Das Torah. I would like to add another point. I saw the Mosif Rashi. These, when I grew up, we didn't have this Mosif Rashi. Mosif Rashis, they brought from different places. They found Rashis from different Gemarot, and they put it together. So they have over here that Rashi explains, it doesn't even say that the Sulam was Nitzav. Mutzav. What is Mu? That it was put there. Nitza means it's grounded, but it would mean that in itself it's grounded.
By himself.
By itself. Mutzav is that it was by somebody else. Mutzav means it was put into the ground, says Rashi, the Mosif Rashi. That was the first time I saw it was Shabbat. And I said, you know what it's teaching? I think there's a lesson in that also. It's a lesson that a person doesn't choose his own sulam. Every person is given his Tafkit HaChaim. His sulam is mutsav. It's set for him by himself. You can't start walking around and choosing your own. You walk into Macy's and pick a ladder. It doesn't work that way. Oh, I like his ladder. You don't want his ladder. The Eibishter put you your ladder. Mutsav. It's put there for you. Not that it's nitsav.
Tikunim shalcha.
Tikunim shalcha. That's what I learned and understood when I saw this Moses. The first time I saw it on Shabbat, I never saw this before. Mutzav means alidei acher. So I understood the lesson. You have it? Who? Rashba Moses says it. I never saw this pshat. Mutzav alidei acher. And it caught me. It could be the lesson. I think this is what it is. Bezrat Hashem, I think this is the lesson in the mutzav. That it's not that you can't choose your own darke aliyah. They say over a cute, you know, anecdote, story. A person once came to an Admor and said, Rebbe, you know, I don't have time not to learn and not to sit in the Beis Medrash like others. The most I could do is say one kapitel tilim after tefillah. The rest is I'm busy in life, tiridot. So the Rebbe said, who says Hashem? That's what he wants of you. That's your derech and avodat Hashem. Every person, there's a tafkid, and you don't choose your tafkid. You know, some people have kochot in tefillah, some people have kochot in Torah, some people have kochot in chesed. And if you see that those are your kochot, yeah, but you stop being like somebody else. Sulam mutzav, it's there put by you, but put for you. Okay, that's all right. Maybe another. Now, Rabotai, let me tell you over a pshat that Reb Elie Lopian Zechono Levracha, Lev Eliyahu brings in a few places. In the idea of the Sulam Mutzav Arza, V'Rosho Magi HaShamayma. And that is, that a person has to know that he could be Yored Ad Lemata, or he could be an Oleh Ad Lemala. Lemala, Lemala, Lemala. You know, a person thinks to himself, ah, me ani, I am who I am. Not a bad guy, not a good guy. I'm not a great guy, not a good guy. I'm not a great guy. I'm a Baish Pashut. If you're not going to be Oleh, right. You could be Yored Ad Ha'afar. Mutzav Arza. You could be into the ground if you. He uses a Lashon and a label. Yo, come on, Behema. You could be no different than a Behema. But if you want, you could be Oleh Liot Malach. Every person, he says, has a Sulam. And that Sulam is Ad Ha'aretz. It's not middle. You know, some people think they start at 6 and they end at 10. No, no, no. You could fall all the way to 0. While you could also be Rosho Magi HaShamayma, great. Like the Rambam says, we speak out the Rambam, that a person could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. You could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, your kochot, and your tafkid, and your atzlacha, you could be great. I saw from Ramatul Katz, Zechona Levracha, he was the Mashgiach in Telz Yeshiva, the Manal Ruchni, as a sefer Be'am Mechokek, a beautiful sefer. He said beautiful Sichot Musar. He says, the lesson is, Rosho Magi HaShamayma, you should always look further, Magi HaShamayma. You know, you shouldn't be happy with going up a few steps on the ladder. You have to be Olim V'Yorodim, and what is it? Rosho Magi HaShamayma, your head should be looking towards, not Stam, it's good enough to be 15 steps up, 18 steps up, no. A person should have the she'ifa. A person should have the she'ifa to reach Rosho Magi HaShamayma. Yeah, not enough just you should say I'm a ben aliyah. I went up to the 15th step. No. Yeah. So we're having lessons in aliyah of a person and yirida that a person can be yored ad haaretz, like Rebbe Eli Lopian says. Kama abeima. A person could be Oleh HaShamayma, Liot Malach. Mi Abi Malach. Yeah. Rosho, says Reb Motel Katz, Rosho Magi HaShamayma. If your head and in your mind, you're Shoef to be, you could be. A person could be, like the Rambam says, Kemo Moshe Rabbeinu. I saw a beautiful thing for Rav Shach, Zechron Elo Racha, Zech Tzadik Vibracha. He says, a person also has to learn Vashem Nitzav Alav. But Hashem waits. It's a beautiful thing. He waits for the person to reach his madrigot, and he stands on top of the sulam, protecting the person. Because Baruch Hu Nitzav Alav L'Shomro, Rashi says, "What's L'Shomro?" In that sulam, in that aliyah that a person makes in his life, it's aliyot. It's difficult, but you should always know Hashem is standing on top, watching, waiting. He's ready to accept you. He wants you to be Ole. And he's watching your madrigot. He's watching your nisyonot. He's watching your talich of Ali and Yerida. He's watching it. Vineh, Rav Shach says this in the Sefer Merosh Amana. I'm showing you how each one saw a different angle, a different pshat in the remez and in the lesson of the sulam. One is telling you that you have to know that you can fall to the floor and reach the heavens. Another Baal Musar is telling us that you must not be happy with a little bit. You should always have Rosho Magi HaShamayma. That you should try to reach the highest of the heavens. Rav Shach says the lesson is Hashem Nitzav Alav, that in this Sulam of Aliyah V'Yerida, Hashem is waiting above, watching your talich, he's watching your growth, to protect you, to be there for you, Siyata D'Shmaya, to help you when you need. L'shomro, Hashem is protecting you in Ya'aliyah V'yarida. Such a beautiful insight from a gadol that he felt that probably throughout his life. Hashem is waiting. He's standing there protecting me as I go through my life and have my nisyonot. He's there for me. He's watching my growth. Like you have a child. A father watches the growth of the child to make sure on every prat that he doesn't go off. How does a father watch a child? He's not growing properly, he's not nourished properly, he needs this, he's not learning 100%, he's not... Hashem, Nitzav, Alav, L'Shomro, in the Aliyah V'Yerida. I think that's what Rav Shach means. If you look over there in the Sefer, it's not clear, but that's basically what he means. I'd like to add another Nekudah. You know, the Medrash says that the ladder lost sight in the middle. Well, like by the clouds, you couldn't see Pisk. Rosho Magia Shamaima, but he didn't see. The Medrash says that towards the end, they disappeared. He couldn't see this. So I was thinking, what's the lesson in that? Why did they have the ladder that towards the end that disappears? So I was thinking the pshat's like they're having the pictures that way, right? That disappears by the clouds, you know? What's the pshat? It's a medrash. It's a pshat's like this. A person wants to see the full package. For example, he wants to, I want to see, feel, I learned the whole mesecht. Okay, this I learned from here to here. To start, and wherever it takes me, it's very difficult. It becomes difficult. Your person wants to know from here to there. Where am I starting and where am I ending? They were teaching him, you start. You go up the ladder. You're not going to see the end. No one ever sees the end. When you get to the end, you'll see the end. No one ever sees. How come they don't tell a person how long he's going to live? We should even talk about the Chazal. Why would they tell a person in advance, by the way, you're going to live so and so? So Pasha is because Yush, maybe, who knows, a guy's going to live very little, he'll be Miayesh. But the real Pshat is, Talich HaChaim, with Nisyonot and Aliyot, is to go. The end becomes later Nidbarer. You don't see the end in the beginning. Lech Lecha Miatzcha, El Aretz HaShareka. You go. Where it ends good. It ends more than you would imagine. And it's very possible that when you're on the bottom of the ladder, there's no way to see it and understand what the top of the ladder is. When you get on the top, you can chop what the top of the ladder is. You can understand where the top is. You understand? Well, who knows, maybe if a person is going to see the top of the ladder, he'll get scared. So high up. I have stage fright. I have a height fright. Imagine. So we tell them, okay, just go up. When you get further up, so you can see a little further up. When you get further up, you can see it a little further till the end. But if you're going to let them on the bottom start seeing how high up that ladder goes, he's going to get scared. He's going to have height fright. That's what it's called, height fright? Fear of heights. Fear of heights.
People fear of heights, yeah.
Yeah, so what they do is, they don't show you all the way high up. You start. You get a little higher up, then you can see a little further, and then you're not so scared. Maybe a person, b'tchilas aliyah shelo, u'pochet, you know. So they didn't show maybe how high the ladder goes. Ulai, but I think this is the pshat. In darkei avodah, you start. Saying whatever you'll get, you don't have to see the ladder with, you know, the high part of the ladder. Okay. Michtam Eliyahu says something beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. He says, you know why it was sulam? You know what they were teaching him with the sulam? Sulam takes effort to go up. Sulam takes madrigot to go up. A person is not oleh. Aliyah, ben Aliyah, unless he goes from step to step.
Oh,
madriga, madriga.
Kama
sulam. If shalikvots, a person can't just jump. A person has to go up. You know, I remember as a child, they used to teach us that the sulam was like an elevator, you know. That it was... It's not true. The pictures sometimes show elevator. That's why they don't know what they're talking about. It wasn't an elevator.
Sulam.
It was a sulam with steps, like the Michtam Eliyahu Chelik Bet explains. It took work. See, an elevator don't take any work. You go on, it goes by itself. It's an easy ride. Says Michtam Eliyahu. He doesn't speak about the elevator, but he says it was sulam that you need work to go from one step to the other step. So again, in Chelik Aleph, he explains Lolikfots. And all the Bali Musa speak this idea. That the idea of Sulam is to teach you Aliyah is Targa, Midarga, Midarga, Midarga. V'kacha olim, one at a time. In Chelik Bet, he adds, he explains, that the idea is that a person needs to do work. Work to go up on the ladder. It's not just he takes the elevator up. You have to. And in Chelik Gimel, he says, Mashum Yuchad. You want to hear what he says? The Bali Musa was so, was such lamdanim. Said such brilliant things. You know what he says? When you go on a ladder and you put your foot down on the second ladder, on the second step to get to the third step, yeah? You're actually going down a little bit. When you put your foot, you go down.
Yeah.
And that going down with mamat is to go up to the third one. Yeah? The aliyah works that I go down to go up. I go down to go up. I'll call gal v'gal. I put my head down to go up. To go down to go up. You hear? And it takes kochot from the down of the step to be mitgaber mitamet to get to the third step. Each step, I get there as an aliyah, but it turns into going, because that's what you do. You put your foot down, and you put your weight down. To get to the third step, I'm mitgaberin in that step of yirida,
koach,
to get to the third step. Well, Bali Musa, huh? That was the limud. That was the limud of the sulam, according to Michtav Meliyahu.
Sulam,
huh? I'm not finished yet. I have another 15 more to go. Another more 15 limudim to learn from the sulam, yeah? So again, Michtam Eliyahu says the inyan of the sulam is A, alif, madrigal le madrigal, olikfots. Second, that a person has to know, right, that it takes effort. It takes effort, you know, it's not stam elevator, you know, you go up for a free ride like an airplane. You have to go up step by step. And if you're difficult, you're zaken, you have big packages, a lot of avirot, you have big packages, it's much, much harder to go up on the step, yeah? Go on an elevator, it doesn't make a difference, it goes up anyway. It's hard. You have avirot, you have packages. Okay, third lesson, that yeah, each step is the mamatz al hayirida. That's what the Nekudah is. The mamatz on the Yiridah is the Aliyah. The strength from the Yiridah, that itself is the Aliyah. Okay. Now, Rabotai, I'll tell you over a few more Nekudot in the Sula. Unbelievable, Itomah. The Sulam is unbelievable. Okay, so let me tell you a few more points. The Medrash brings down that the Sulam was the Malachim, like Rashi brings down Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Datzkinim Balei HaTosfot bring down that these Malachim were not the Malachim of Yaakov. They were different Malachim. The Nephilim Asher Ba'aretz, those are Malachim, they came down to this world, and they did Averot, right? The Nephilim, and they had to stay here. They got an Onish, that they can't go back up. They cut off their Knafayim, they cut off their wings, and they couldn't go back up to Shamayim. Says, Datzkenim Ibali Atosvot, that those are these Malachim. Olim V'yaradimbo, those are the Malachim that went up and down. So I saw Rav Kagan. I have a friend of mine, that always gives me his father's, you know, on Chumash to say over. And I say it over because, I mean, he was a big Talmud Chacham and he also passed away young, this Talmud Chacham. So I feel it's a schut for him to say over his Torah. So I saw in his notes over there, he brings down this question. How did this come here to Yaakov Avinu now? The Nephilim of... where did the Nephilim, how did they come into the picture over here? Baskenim says these Malachim are the Nephilim. Mm-hmm. What are the Nephilim? That what they could. Mm-hmm. Well, how did they come into the story of the parasha? What does that do with Yaakov Avinu? So he says a beautiful pshat. They were teaching Yaakov Avinu a ben aliyah, if he's ole, he's ma'le the entire sviva with him, even the balei avera. Even malachim, beautiful, beautiful, huh? It touches the heart. It's so beautiful. Even balei avera, malachim who couldn't make it to Shemayim because they were punished. Balei avera. If the Talmid Chacham is a Bal Madrega and he's a Bal Aliyah, he's Maleh with him, even the Thilim, even the fallen, even the broken, even the people who need Kiruv, he's Mekarev. I was telling over Shabbat how I remember my grandfather, even the Goyim in the block had such respect for him, had such love for him. There was a guy on our block, his name was John and Gus, two Greek goyim. Yeah? Whenever they saw my grandfather, they would put on like a yarmulke. The rabbi, the rav, they put on a yarmulke. They had respect, they came to Menachem Avel. They had tremendous dercherets. And I saw from this that if a person is dercher, darche noam, and even the people around him, even the goyim around him, the Tivotel, Chol Tivotel Shalom. It's Maleh, the whole Sviva. We learned this. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Shava. Mikan, we learned that Yitzias Tzadik min HaMakom Oseroshel. Panahada, Talmud Chacham has to be Maleh. He has to be able to uplift the entire Sviva around him. So the Nephilim, they were teaching him. Ben Aliyah, especially in the workplace. Especially in the workplace. You're going out now to the workplace. Yaakov is going. A Ben Aliyah has to be able that the people around him should be ole with him. And not that the people around him should be what? Yored. They should, look, I'm going to go do Averis. Look what a Ben Torah looks like. Hilul Hashem. Ben Aliyah is ma'ale. The Nephilim. It happens a lot, especially in the communities. And all the for the non-religious, they look how he behaved. They're waiting for that. They should say, look, I want to do tshuva. Look. Ben Aliyah, that's when a Ben Aliyah. Another pshat, Rabbi Kagan, Zechonel of Achab, brings in his sefer. He asks the question, if it's Makom HaMikdash, like the Shitot, that it was Makom HaMikdash, right? Not Shipua, that it was straight up the ladder. So then we understand that it starts here, ends there, and the sulam is b'makom hamikdash. It has to zeshar hashamayim. But if you learn that it's Beersheva, why would it start in Beersheva? Like, why would there, from all play, you know what? Right here on the map, Beersheva. Why would the, what's the lesson, the limud in the sulam starting in Beersheva? So he says, a mayridika pshat. He says a person thinks, Aliyah Ruchani has to begin in Yerushalayim, in Kotel, in Makom HaMikdash. No. A person could be in Be'er Sheva also. And it could be in America too, he says. A person could be anywhere. And he can have a sulam, which is mutzavah to anywhere. But the Rosh HaMakiyah Shemaimah. If he's a Ben Aliyah, he could start in Be'er Sheva too. It's Tali in the person. If the person's a Ben Aliyah, doesn't make a difference. Some people always tell me, I have to go to Panavid, I can't learn here. Let me tell you something. If you're a Ben Aliyah,
anyway,
you can learn anywhere. If you're a Ben, I'm not saying some people need help, I'm not discussing each prat. But Bedera Klal, Yisodot of Aliyah and Yerida is this. Okay, Rabotai. So we've discussed that this was the hachana, the sicha musari that he was given as a preparation on his way out to the world, vayetze, and he goes to the world, olam ha-nisyonot, olam ha-parnasa. Now I want to show you how Yaakov Avinu takes the lesson. He wakes up in the morning, yeah, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you'd give me lechem lechon, ubeget lilbosh, ushmarani baderech hazeh, vayashem li lelokim, right? V'chol asher titen li aser aser. So I have a simple question. He had many haftachot in the chalom. They promised him Eretz Yisrael also, besides ushmarani baderech, that he'll Hashem will watch. Hashem promised he'll watch him, that's true. But he also promised him that he'll give him Eretz Yisrael. He also promised him Zaracha Kafar Aretz. So why was he not Noder Aser Aserenu for that also? Let him speak out. And if you give me Eretz Yisrael, and if you give... For all the Avtachot, why was he only guaranteeing with his Neder the Lechem Lechol Ubeged Lilbush Ushmarani Baderach? He should have said, if everything you said in the Chalom will happen. So the truth is, we could say a few different simple answers. The first answer we could say is, maybe the Aser Asrenu Lach doesn't fit. The only way it fits, I'll give you Maser when you give me food. Right? If you give me Begad, Aser Asrenu, what's he going to say? If you give me Aser, I'll give you a Maser, I'll cut off a piece and give it back to the Arabs. And what does it mean, Aser Asrenu? Like, you can't give Maser from Eretz Yisrael, right? What does it mean? Unless he could have said, I'll give you mice in Eretz Yisrael, from the Peirot to Eretz Yisrael. And the children, he could also mice. The Rabbeinu Bechaya brings down that Yaakov Avinu gave mice from his children, Levi. So why would he already not speak out? And if you give me children, well, let him speak out the Aser Asrenu for everything, for all the Avtachot. It's a very, very, very strong question. It bothered me for many years. He gets many Avtachot. Wake up in the morning and say, if you give me, that you'll protect me, and you give me Eretz Yisrael, and you give me children, I'll give you Maaser. Why does he only guarantee the Lechem Lechol Ubeged Lilbush? So another answer I could give, I could say, this is the one that's closest. This is happening closer. The children Kafar Aretz, and Eretz Yisrael's later. Ushmarani Badera Chazeh, first Dayat Tzara B'Shaita, maybe. Who says I have to daven for what's going to happen in 100 years from now? I'll daven for what's happening tomorrow. Yeah, maybe. I would say a third shot. I don't believe that Yaakov Avinu was guaranteeing the Haftacha. The Rishonim ask, Hashem promised him, how could it change? How could it change? Hashem promised him. Hashem garam achet. So let him have Shema Gar Machet on everything. So I want to explain Grad, the Hedishtikal Pshat, I once said. The Rambam Paskins, that a Nevuah, which is Nogeh to the Navi himself, could change, even if it's L'Tovah. A Nevuah, which is for Klal Yisrael, can't change. If Hashem gives a Nevuah for the sake of the Tzibur, on behalf of the good of the Tzibur, it doesn't change no matter what. It can't. So the Afar Haaretz, the Zaracha Kafar Haaretz, and the Eretz Yisrael could be, was not only personal, that could have been for Klal Yisrael. So that couldn't change anyway. But to protect him on a personal level, Shmarani, that could have changed. Therefore, he was Maftiach it through Nidrei, right? Like we learn out, Mikan, from here we learn out that you're supposed to be Noder B'Shas Tzara. Right? That's what Gemara over here, Lemor. It says in the Pasuk, Vayidu Yaakov Lemor, so Chazal, the Medrash, Lemor Lidorot, that whenever they're in a Tzara, whenever they're in a bit case, they should go and what? And be Noder, right? So could be, he was Noder only what he felt was insecure. That means his Shmira. But for Klal Yisrael, he didn't feel, but it's a little bit difficult, I'll tell you why. Because if he's not going to make it out of the house of loved one, there isn't going to be a Klal Yisrael either, right? There's no Vahaya Zaracha Kafar Aretz if he don't make it, right? So it's hard to say that this was not included in the Avtacha for the Rabbi. Hard to say that. I'm not 100% sure that we can't look at his own personal Shmira as not for the sake of Klal Yisrael as well. But either way, Rabbatai. I think, Bezrat Hashem, he wasn't Menader to be Maftiach. The Haftacha, to make sure the Haftacha. You know what he was being Noder? Not to lose the clarity. Not to lose the Bihirut that he saw. V'hinei Hashem nitzav alav. A person could go out into the world and lose that clarity. Hashem is the one that's Nasan li lechem lechol ubeged lilbush. You could lose that. Chedush Arim explains. You know what a neder is? Bishat habihirut adam benader, kidei shachalkach lo yishkach et habihirut hazo. Sheyem kushar tamid lo tomatzav. Very interesting. Dushyarim. A person, b'shas sari, says he sees everything very clear. He did aveiros and Hashem is borei umani gito olam. Then as it gets better, the matzav, he forgets a little bit. It becomes not so bahir. It's not so clear. So the neder always brings him back to that situation. Oh yeah, I made a neder then. Oh, I remember then. Zacharti shashem hu amanig. You hear? You hear? When a person is in a shas tzara, says Chiddush Yerim, everything is very clear, seriously clear. You know, the tzara goes away. I'll answer you. The tzara goes away. Yeah. So what do? I make a neder. And the neder I have to make kayem even later. So it always reminds me the matzav that was then. So I shouldn't forget and lose sight of the behirut, the clarkite, the clarity that I had b'shas hatzara. What is the word im? Im. Im yelokim imadi. Im lo yez lo. Tonight. Kilu ze tonight, huh? Okay. You can't even give ma'asana tonight. In halacha, you can't. The Gemara Baba Batra says clearly you can't give ma'asana tonight. Rav Chaim Kanievsky speaks of that. And he says, im does not mean if. Im means when. Im, when. I'll prove it to you. Ksava Kabbalah. It's a very famous classic. Sev. He learns the same thing. Im doesn't mean if, but im means when. When Hashem will give me. I know He's going to give me. I'm not. I don't have a question if He's going to give me. But when He gives me, what do I want? Im yelokim imadi. I want that Hashem should be with me. I want that I shouldn't forget who gave it to me. I don't want to become rich. V'lishkach. Yeah. Vayidor Yaakov neder leimor im yelokim imadi. Shla says, a person always has to say, Bezrat Hashem. He brings a very famous medrash that Eliyahu Navi met somebody and he asked him, how's the parnasa? Good. He lost his parnasa because he said that. A second time he met him, again he lost. The third time he got smart and he said, Bezrat Hashem, b'siyata d'shmai. Oh, he became rich. Says Shla, that a person has to always say, Baruch Hashem, Hashem is with me. Yeah? Now let's go back to the pasuk. Vayidor Yaakov neder leimor. Why does he have to say leimor? Vayidor Yaakov neder. Im yelokim imadi. Why leimor? So the Gemara I just told you asked this question. What does leimor mean? Leimor lidorot. Teach it to the generation. The Gemara asked the question, what's the leimor? Or Chaim HaKadosh says, you know what the leimor is? Leimor. Leimor, not balev. Speak out. He spoke out the neder, saying it bapeh, because he didn't want it to be a neder balev. That's why it says Vayidor Yaakov neder, not in his heart, but leimor. Mishkanot Yisrael says, according to the Shla, it's beautiful. Vayidar Yaakov neder, leimor that he will always say im yelokim imadi. He'll always say Bezrat Hashem. He'll always say Baruch Hashem. It comes from the Rebbeinu Shloilu. You hear? Im yelokim imadi is the leimor. That itself is what Yaakov is going to say. Vayidor Yaakov neder. What was the neder? Leimor to always say. Im yelokim imadi. Hashem is with me. I got the money. You know, I got Hashem was with me. I got the money. You know, I was thinking at the end of the parasha, how did Yaakov Avinu get his money? Nikudim, nikudim, ubrudim. Tell me, does that really work? Yes. I just want to know. Yeah, it works.
What?
I think we should go speak to the farmers and give them a patent on how they can get polka dotted animals. Nikudim, nikudim, ubrudim. It doesn't really work. It's not true. Nikudim, akudim, nikudim, ubrudim. You hear what we're learning? Vayidor Yaakov neder. What was the neder? Leimor that he'll always say. Im yelokim imadi bezrat Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. That he himself will always say, he's getting his money bezrat Hashem. It's not him. Akudim, nikudim, ubrudim. It was the Eibishter. You hear? You think it's normal the way you got? Did he ever complain to Lavan's mashman not? Whatever Lavan did, okay, no problem. I'll already, you know why he didn't complain? He didn't complain because he didn't want to have anything to show that the money is coming from Lavan. If it's coming from Hashem, Lavan can't stop it. What's the difference with Lavan says? Whatever Lavan wants, no problem. Yes. You know why? Because it doesn't make a difference. You see clearly that whatever Lavan said, the Malach came and changed it. That's the limud. The limud is Yaakov Avinu went into the Parnasa, im yelokim imadi. That's it, Hashem, you're with me. En od milvado, kulo bitachon, I'm relying on you completely. I'm relying on you completely. You hear? En od milvado. And therefore I don't complain. You know, the Gemara says that what's called a Talmid Chacham Haraui Liot Dayanan Bezdin? Soni Betza. What is Soni Betza? Shesoneh Mimonam Bedin. That they don't even want to make money by going to a Din Torah. Why not? It's their money. If they won, they won. No, well, they hate it. Soneh, they hate their money Bedin. Why should they hate it? And you know what the answer is? They hate it because that means that they had to make Ishtadlut for it. They hate this money. Why, Hashem, why didn't you just give it to me? Why did it have to be? I have to go to a Bezdin. I have to complain. What are you complaining about? Like Hashem, Yaakov with Laban, he never complained to Laban. He never complained to Laban. Whatever you want, what do you want? The colored one? Okay, colored one. Tomorrow the polka dot. Okay, you want the polka? You can have the polka dot. I'll take the colored ones. Why don't you tell him, listen, at some point, will you stop making crazy? And the answer is, whatever you want. You know why? Because Hashem will take care of it for me. It doesn't make a difference. And that's what you see from the parasha. And that's why the parasha is so marich. Why is this parasha so marich? Hakudim, nekudim, ubrudim, so what? You know what the answer is? To show you. Whatever Lavan said, the exact opposite. Well, no matter what. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Yelokim Imadi. Hashem was with Yaakov Avinu. So it didn't make a difference. The Rashba says, Yaakov was Ma'us. He was Mo'es in Ashirut. The Rashba in the Tshuvot says, he was Mo'es in Ashirut. Valacharaya, he said, Aser Asrenu Lach. Whatever you give me, I give it back to you, Ma'aser. I never understood. I thought the Gemara tells us, Aser B'shul Kedeshet is Asher. Maybe he liked riches, for the opposite. How does the Rashba know that Yaakov Avinu didn't like riches because he gave Ma'aser? Maybe the opposite. Maybe he wanted riches and therefore he gave Ma'aser. You know what the answer, Rabotai, is? The answer is, why does a person like rich? Why does he like it? You know, you have people who have millions of dollars, they don't use it. Millions of dollars in the bank, they don't use it. They have nothing. Billions of, what are you going to do with $1 billion? Nothing. But the actual having of the money is power. In English, he's a powerful person. He has money. What's power? Kochi v'otzem yadi. It shows that you're a good businessman. You make good money. It shows power. It's about power. But if you believe it's not kochi v'otzem yadi, so money has no value. Or just what you need. Why should a person, more than what you need, the money has no value? What value does money have? Tell me, what value? Only so you can buy what you need. What did Yaakov Avinu ask? Natan li lechem lechol. What else are you going to do with it? What else are you going to do? What else are you going to do with lech? What else are you going to do with food if not to eat it? Tell me, what else? Yeah, you know what else you do with food? Lechem is lechol. Beg is little bush. Says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, only lechem lechol. Just enough to eat, that's all. Only beged, lilbosh, not more. Why? He was ma'us be motrot. He didn't want it. He didn't want it. He only wanted exactly what he needs. What's the pshat? Because Yaakov Avinu looks at money that it's needed for food. It's only what's needed for food. Anything more than that, he's ma'us bezer. What do you have from it? You have nothing from it. What could you have for money? There's nothing in the money. There's nothing there. So, Aser Asrenu, what's the proof? When you give Maaser, what happens when you give Maaser? You're saying that everything belongs to Hashem. There's no kochiva atzim yadi. See, it's mameliya ma'us. That's what the Rashba means. Now you see what the Rashba means. The Rashba is saying, you see that he was a ma'uz b'ashirut because he gave maser, which means he understood it's not kochiva atzim. Because kochiva atzim yadi means you don't want to give maser. It's yours. It belongs to you. You made it. But a person doesn't think kochiva atzim yadi. He has no value for the money. Well, what value does it have? He was a mo'es. And this is what Yaakov Avinu was asking Hashem. Im yelokim imadi. I ask Hashem should be with me. When I go and I make my parnasa. I saw that some of Shonim learn, Im is a lashon of a tefillah. Halavai, Im, I wish. Elokim imadi. Otzer Rishonim brings down from Rabbi Yosef Saskada, from one of the early Rishonim, Im yelokim halavai. Halavai yelokim imadi. Ushmarani bederach hazeh. Asher anuchi olecha le'avanatan ilechem lecha lo'begen l'ilbosh. That it should be ruchniistic and money. Now I'll tell you two more nekudah. I know the oilam can't sit anymore, and that's what I like. I like when I see the oilam can't, it's jumping around, they can't take it. I can sit here all day and do this. I'll do this all day, no problem. So I want to tell you over a myriad of things. Tell me, do you have the tefillah of Bichat Kohanim, the tefillah in the Chalamot?
Yes.
Okay, you have, you ask Hashem, you should give us parnasa. Benachat velo betzar. Beheter velo beisur. Berevach velo betzimtzum. Kmo shenatata, pisat lechem. Liyakov avinu, ubeged lilbosh, yeah? You don't have that. Okay, Ashkenaz has that lashon. That you should give us, benachat velo betzar. Beheter velo beisur. We don't have kavod. We have berevach velo betzimtzum. Mitoch yadcha rechava. Tell me, did Yaakov Avinu get it benachat v'lo b'tzar? I say he complained the whole time. Wasn't that what he did? Didn't he stop? He didn't stop complaining. Yaakov Avinu didn't stop complaining on how loving. So how can you say benachat v'lo b'tzar like he gave Yaakov Avinu? Well, what's he talking about? And you know what the answer is? The Chazon Ish writes on himself, I don't have no greater nachat than doing Ritzon Yotzri. I don't have no greater tsar, lavor b'kishalon avon. You know what Yaakov Avinu wanted? He shouldn't do Aveira. He should come out ruchni yishleimut. B'shafti b'shalom, Rashi says, b'lichet. When I do the parnasa, it should be in such a way that ruchni is, I shouldn't fall. So you say Beit Avi Olam Haba. I always say Beit Avi. He had the picture of his father's house, what it's supposed to look like. He carried the Beit Avi, the picture. Shafti b'shalom and Beit Avi, what it should look like. Yeah? He saw what it's supposed to look like. So when he goes to go and make parnasa, he wanted it should be of a derech, an ofen. Benachat v'lo b'tzar. Yeah. Beheter v'lo b'isur mitoch yadcha harechava, that should come straight from Hashem, that I should feel you're the one who's giving it to me. Nachat in tzar doesn't mean a bad boss. Nachat in tzar means that I know that Hashem is there for me. When I know Hashem is there for me, that's called what, Rabotai? Nachat. When I do the parnasa of an ofen, that I'm a kayem mitzvot, that I don't fall in my Yiddishkeit, what do we call that? Nachat v'lo b'tzar. The boss, big deal, so the boss is over. That's not nachat v'lo b'tzar. Mitoch yadcha rechava kimot, just like you gave pisas lechem to Yaakov Avinu. This, Rabotai, was the tefillah that Yaakov Avinu made before he went to the Beit Lavan, and this is how he protected himself. Hachana, preparation, with the chalom and tefillah. And this answers the kash. I asked you a question. Why didn't he make a neder to be maftiach the children and Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is because he was more worried about the Aveda. Maybe he'll do parnas. Rashi even, Chazal even say, Ushmarani milashon hara. Ushmarani, he says over there, Migilarayish v'chazdamim. And I have understood this. Chazal say, he was asking Hashem, protect me from Gil HaRayis Shvi Chazdam. You think Yaakov Avinu was going to do Gil HaRayis Shvi Chazdam? He had to ask Hashem what he thought he was. He was a monster. What did he think he was already? Tell me, do we daven to Hashem, Hashem protect me from Gil HaRayis Shvi Chazdam? And I'm like, So some Bali Musa said, yeah, he left the yeshiva. Once you leave Shem Ve'eva, who knows what could happen to you? Who knows how far you could fall? But the way we're learning, it's very nice. I don't think he meant he was going to fall into Gil HaRayis and Shvi Chazdam. He was going to fall into the Shrashim, Avak Davazrayu of it. You know, a person could try to make Parnasa, he could step on the other guy. He steals all his leads, he tries to undermine the other guy, Lashon Hara, Avoid Zor, he thinks it's all Kochiva Tzem Yadi. That's what Dushmarani. He wanted in the Parnasa, he shouldn't be over in the Shirashim of the Chamuros. Not that he'll do Gil HaRayis, he'll do Avod Zara, he's going to do Shri Chadam, put a knife into somebody, Chas V'Shalom. But it's possible to step on a guy, yeah? Shmarani, he was asking Hashem, it should be Beheter, lo be'isu benachat, v'lo be'tzar, like the Chazon Ish says, en nitzar yoter mikishalon avon. That's the type of tefillah we ask. Yaakov Avinu had to prepare himself. So Yaayev Daitelit Palel, he didn't think of it at first. Came back. He thought that he has to daven. So he got the Chalom to teach him, to prepare him. Ali and Yerida, like every Ben Yeshiva, before a Ben Yeshiva goes out into the world, he must have a good Sichat Musa with good foundations, like the Sulam. To understand the Sulam, to understand Ali and Yerida, and to be with Palel. And to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ushmarani b'derech hazeh, Asher anochi, siyata d'shmaya, to constantly be able to say, Im yelokim imadi, and v'chol asher titen li, aser, aser elach, when this, he'll takabi v'shafti v'shalom, el beit avi.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.